And not only does he live, but he is greater. Tasha Cobbs here on Sounds of Praise.
If you know greater is coming to your house, open up your mouth and give God a shout.
5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on Songs of Praise, Tasha Cobb. I believe that was Bishop William Murphy sneaking in there as well. He wasn't listed on the brochure, but sounded like him. So we let him. One thing that mothers do, I believe, wholeheartedly for their children is that they encourage them to hold on to their dreams and don't let them die. No matter what they may aspire to, mothers are there to encourage. And so this is Shirley Murdoch here on this Spiritual Mother's Day that we are honoring. And this is The Dream That Would Not Die here on Sounds of Praise.
Find a friend that wants to see you win. Trouble often comes to destroy what we believe, but the dream lives on inside of me, growing strong in spite of me. Through it all, my dream, it will survive.
It still survives.
minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And I think I haven't mentioned that if you would like to hear a previous week's program, you can go into the www.wmfo archives and you can listen to the previous 2 weeks of programming. Anytime, any place, anywhere in the world. So if you don't want to get up early, you can hear us at another time, any time that's convenient for you, as you go into the www.wmfo.org archives, hit schedule, and then you can hit on Sounds of Praise, and we'll come right up. And the last two weeks of programming will be available. 12 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Let's see if we can get in one more song before. Time for us to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Who do we have next? Okay, let's bring Helen Baylor front and center and team her up with the late Billy Preston. And this is a fantastic version of Amazing Grace. If you never heard it before, you are going to be blessed. Here on Sounds of Praise. Thank you.
amazing, babe. It was amazing.
The hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry coming up. And to lead us into that period of our programming, we're going to have Vanessa Bell Armstrong with Somebody Prayed For Me. And she's going to be followed by Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, it's still not too late to get it into us. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. 617-627-3800.
Just when I thought it was over, God. You blessed me. Yes, you did. You kept me. You never left me. How in the night? Somebody said I'm healed by the wound in the side. At the name of Jesus, demons start to tremble. Demons tremble. At the name of Jesus. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Who are we talking about here? Who are we talking about here?
Talking about Jesus.
Do you know him?
Do you know?
Yeah, we're getting ready to close this now.
Jesus.
Somebody ought to look up and tell him you can praise him by just saying,
okay, it is 7:31 here on WFO in Medford. It's the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. And we're praising God with JW. JW is home from the hospital and going through rehab at home. We're praying God's going to continue to minister in her life as well. JW home from the hospital. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. She has received some relief from the treatments she's been getting, but she still has some more to go. And we're praying that God's going to deliver her from the pain that she's in and also deliver her from smoking, Michelle of Medford. And then we're praying for E, that God would deliver her from a cough and a cold that she's had all week. E, that praying for God's deliverance from a cough and cold that she's had all week. And we're praying for the Robinson family. Robinson family's lost a loved one. We're praying that God's going to minister in their life, their lives as well. The Robinson family who lost a loved one. Let's look to God in prayer and in praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking and praising you, Lord, because you're still working in the lives of your people. As we look to you in faith, you're doing great and wondrous things in our behalf. And so we're thanking you, Lord, for all that you're done and all that you're going to do. And we thank you for JW, who is home from the hospital. Pray, oh Lord, you continue to minister her life as she goes through the rehab process, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, let healing virtue flow out. Because of your stripes, we're claiming healing in the mighty name of Jesus. And may she be able to return to a normal schedule, get out to church and do all the various other things that you would have her to do, so her life can be a testimony of what can take place in the lives of those who put their faith and trust in you. Pray for her family members as well and the caregivers, that they might have the patience and the knowledge from you to do that which is needed, so great recovery might be accomplished in their behalf. And we thank you for it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, looking to you for deliverance from back pain and smoking, Father, we pray you would touch your servant from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, again, let healing virtue flow out because you are the healing Christ. We know that the 39 stripes you received in your body, through those stripes we can attain our healing as we look to you in faith. And so we're trusting, oh mighty God, you work powerfully in her behalf. May she be blessed, Lord, as she goes forward to church and other activities. And may she sense your presence and may the deliverance that you alone can give flow out into her life and then through her life into many other lives as well. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for E, looking for deliverance from a cough and a cold she's had all week, Father, we pray you would touch your servant from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her, anoint her, Lord, and bless her, and make her a continued blessing, Lord, as she continues to seek your face and do the things you would have her to do, so she might minister powerfully in the lives of others because of what she's received from your hand. And we're praising you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for the Robinson family who's lost a loved one, Father, we pray you would minister in their behalf right now, Lord. Provide the strength, the courage, the direction, the comfort that is needed. Lord, even in these troubling times, may they recognize they can look to you, and you're the provider of that which is needed, and you're able to minister powerfully in their behalf, even in these times. And may they, in turn, step forward, Lord, because of the anointing of Jesus Christ on their lives, Lord, to do the things you would have them to do, so they may be a tremendous testimony, even in these troubling situations, so others may see the God of their salvation, and may many be blessed and encouraged, even through their lives and through their testimony, in Jesus' blessed name, amen. It's 7:35 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, Touch Freeform Radio. This is a Sunday, May the 8th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, and we're featuring spiritual, great spiritual mothers of the gospel here on Sounds of Praise this Mother's Day Sunday. And I want to inform you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us at our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And as soon as we get it, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you or whatever your situation might be. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. The number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Okay, let's run down what we played on this last set. We heard Sandy Patty with A Mother's Prayer, followed by Nicole C. Mullen with Redeemer, Tasha Cobbs along with Bishop William Murphy with Greater, Shirley Murdoch, The Dream That Would Not Die, Helen Baylor and the late Billy Preston with Amazing Grace, Vanessa Bell Armstrong with Somebody Prayed For Me, and we conclude the set with Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus. 7:37 is the Sounds of Praise time, and let's continue on. Who do we have next? We have my spiritual sister, Maurette Brown Clark. Sounds of Praise coming up next here with King, Oh King. First time I played this song here on Sounds of Praise. So forgive me, sis. We're going to get you on here. Not really my sister. Spiritually, spiritual sister. Okay, come on, Maurette. Go ahead, sing.
Yeah. give your heart, though it might make you a fool. Go reach out and break some of the rules. Don't settle, hold out for something more. Find the truth that you've been searching for. Let your eyes show what's in your soul.
.45 here on Sounds of Praise, Point of Grace with I Believe in You. And it's time for the Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. The North Shore Christian School online auction is going on and will close at 10 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, May the 11th. So you need to get involved. Go to https://biddingforgood.com/NSCS2016. You got that? https://biddingforgood.com/ biddingforgood.com/NSCS2016. Began on Monday, May the 2nd, and it concludes on Wednesday, May the 11th at 10 o'clock p.m. And for more information, you can contact Suzanne Archer. And I have her information somewhere here. I just can't find it. Or you can call 781-599-2040. 781-599-2040 for information regarding the North Shore Christian School online auction. Also on the Community Bulletin Board, Somerville Community Gospel Baptist Church celebrates the 9th annual Community Gospel Choir Concert hosted by the Somerville Community Baptist Church, sponsored by Samuel Stillman Association, Director Stacy Clayton, pianist band leader Mina Cho, MC Joe Fitzgerald of the Boston Herald. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1. A change is going to come. That's the title of the concert this year. It's going to take place on Saturday, May the 14th, 2016 at 5 o'clock p.m. at Grace Chapel, 59 Worthen Road in Lexington, Massachusetts at the Somerville Community Baptist Church. Celebrating the 9th annual Community Gospel Choir Concert on Saturday, May the 14th, 2016, 5 o'clock p.m., Grace Chapel, 59 Worthen Road in Lexington, Massachusetts. Also on Tuesday, June the 7th, the North Shore Christian School having their annual golf tournament at the Turner Hill Golf Club in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Why not put together a foursome and join them on the links? You'll enjoy a day of unparalleled golf at one of New England's premier courses. And for more information, you can contact them at 781-599-2040. 781-599-2040. North Shore Christian School Golf Tournament. Tuesday, June the 7th, 2016. Turner Hill Golf Club in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Finally, Michael Dotton Ministries, equipping the church for authentic worship. Their 10th year anniversary, the 10th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference on Saturday, June the 11th, 2016, 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Baptist Church of All Nations, 61 Winthrop Street in Taunton, Massachusetts. Who should attend? The conference is designed for worship leaders, worship teams, choirs, ministers of music, pastors, dancers, and audiovisual teams. If you desire to be used by the Lord, this life-changing event is for you. You will experience spiritual renewal, growth, and connect with others in an interactive setting that is both relaxed and encouraging. The presenters are seasoned and bring a biblical and practical knowledge that will help you grow deeper in your area of ministry. Early bird registration is already passed, but you can still register. $35 per person, or group rate of 8 or more, $25 per person. Registration includes conference materials and lunch. No walk-in registration is available. Deadline for registration, Monday, June the 6th. And registrations are non-refundable. You can also register online at www.michaeldotton.com. That's www.michaeldotton.com. Or you can email for more information at michaeldotton.com. Or phone Joanne Dotton at 617-876-9703. That's 617-876-9703. The 10th year anniversary celebration will also have a banquet on Saturday, June the 11th, at 7 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. also at the Baptist Church of All Nations. Don't miss this life-changing conference. ...751 here on Sounds of Praise. We'll allow you to know that if you have information that you think would be of interest to our Sounds of Praise audience, you can send that to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. At least 4 weeks in advance of the event, if possible. 752 here on Sounds of Praise, and we have an artist who is going to be at the conference. Local artist, Karen Darton Ricketts. And since she is a local artist and also a good friend and mother, ministering the gospel, we're going to play a song by her before we go off the air, if I can just find it here, from her album, Crown Him Lord. This is Karen Darton Ricketts, and I'm Yours, here on Sounds of Praise.
Take me, make me, Jesus, I'm yours.
Sharon Dalton Ricketts here on Sounds of Praise, and I'm yours. We're going to go out with another local artist, Jennifer Jossie Owens, here on Sounds of Praise, and Go Light Your World. I'm sure most mothers would encourage their children to do the same. And be back next Sunday with more new music, top hits of the year 2016, and more local artists as well. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless us, especially all you mothers out there. Enjoy your day.
There is a candle in every soul. Some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to been around.